KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 67 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Nift. It is our top local stories this hour. He served Washoe County as district attorney. Today comes word that Dick Gamick has died. Coming up, what he meant to law enforcement all across northern Nevada. A search for a missing kid out of Winnemucca leads to a large weapons bust in Reno. Directly ahead, what police found inside a West Reno home. And things get very heated at a homeowners meeting in Sparks. Yep, on the way, why folks living off the Red Hawk golf course are crying out for a penalty against a developer. FM News Talk time, it is 12:06. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios, and a very good afternoon to you, Jerry.
And back at ya. Good to be here. It's 7 after 12 noon. This is the new news. Got a couple of Lake Tahoe news stories today. The final report on that boating tragedy last June, first day of summer, the freak storm, even snow in the air, and 8 people died in that boating accident. There's a final police report on that. And just when it looks like Californians might vote between 2 Republicans for governor, there's a Democrat strategist that is out to change that. Can't let that ever happen again. Local sports with Craig Swope. And there is the possibility of Lake Tahoe going dark. That's a tease, but we'll give you the details on that throughout the hour, and a couple of pairs of tickets. Pair of tickets to see Jimmy Failla May 23rd, and a pair of tickets to see Brian Kilmeade May 30th at the Hawkins Amphitheater at the Bartley Ranch. Get your app ready, because you're going to have to enter again the contest through the app, and we'll get the winner. And for those of you that have been winning tickets to either of those shows, we will be getting in touch with you and finding out where we should have those tickets for you to pick up, either at the Studio C in Carson City or the Studio B in Reno. And our Keystone CPA's Noon News poll is vote Democrat. If you're crazy enough, we did the District 2 congressional seat for Republicans with Fred Simon coming out on top of that, and Forbush just behind him on that. But if you're voting in the Democrat primary, who are you going to vote for? 89% of the vote is what is, I'm not that crazy, or something to that effect. And not too many others getting any votes at all, but I'll give you the full details on that. And we'll take a look at traffic later on in the hour with Phil Galbraith. And as I said, local sports, high school baseball and softball with Craig Swope. And back to you right now. It's 12:09, Greg.
All right, very good, Jerry, and it is our top local story. They were originally searching for a missing kid out of Winnemucca, but after finding them, police also came across a major illegal weapons cache along with the man the kid was with. This happened Tuesday at a home off Chesterfield Lane in West Reno, right across from Billinghurst Middle School. Police began to suspect Noah Chatham of something a little bit more.
With the assistance of the Reno Police Department SWAT team, crisis negotiators, canine unit officers, and personnel assigned to the Reno Police Department Raptor drone program, Chatham was safely taken into custody without further incident.
Now, Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says Chatham faces a long list of charges.
Prohibited person in possession of a firearm, 8 counts. Possession of an unserialized firearm, 3 counts. Possession of a short-barreled rifle, 1 count.
And Chatham is in the Washoe County Jail. The kid has been released to their guardian back in Winnemucca. Well, things get testy at a meeting meant to show what a developer wants to do with a golf course near people's homes in Sparks.
Why can't you pick another spot?
Are you prepared when we have a class action lawsuit against you for the devaluing of our property?
Yeah, that was last night at Hug High School. It's regarding the Red Hawk golf course development, where a developer is proposing to tear down one of 2 golf courses and build more homes on the site of one of those golf courses. The owner of those golf courses says, hey, he's well within his rights to do this.
I am a title holder. Nobody has the right to go on my property. Here's your title report. No one has the right to go on your property.
Well, the homeowners were not pleased about this. The city has to sign off on the plan. Sparks Mayor Ed Lawson was at the meeting held Tuesday night. Again, this was at Hug High School. He made no statement. Television video just showed him watching. Well, he served as Washoe County District Attorney for 20 years, and this morning, word comes that former District Attorney Dick Gamick has died. Back in 2005, Gamick explained part of his philosophy on the Nevada Newsmakers TV show.
And I make a point all the time, and that until this country, and I'm not the first one to do this, John Wayne did it years ago, Roosevelt did it before him, saying we need to get off the hyphenated, we need to get off people in this country calling each other by a lot of different things, because as long as we continue to have that, we're going to have the separation of all the different races and everything else. We're all Americans. We need to all get an awareness that we are Americans and work toward that so we get rid of some of these issues we're having today.
And that was back in 2005. Now, in a statement, Washoe Sheriff Darren Balaam said, quote, Dick was someone our sheriff's office family worked alongside for decades. He cared deeply about this community, the people who served it, and the victims who relied on the justice system during some of the hardest moments of their lives. His influence helped shape public safety in Washoe County for generations, and his loss will be deeply felt throughout our community. Well, it is guilty for a man accused of poaching a pronghorn antelope in Washoe County. Listen to this. A tipster saw Henry Remick kill the animal in May of last year.
That Remick was witnessed shooting and killing the antelope, which he had done illegally. The reporting party informed Endow that they had found shell casings, tire tracks, and a pool of blood where they had seen the shooting half an hour prior. As they were leaving the area, they saw Remick skinning the antelope on his property.
And Remick was, that's Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe DA, who says things went south.
A game warden was informed of the incident, and when he arrived at Remick's home, saw an antelope head and cape hanging from the fence. During a warranted search of the property, the defendant told game wardens he knew why they were there. When Remick was reminded of the law about requiring a hunting license and tags, he responded saying, quote, that's right, everyone needs their money, and quote, I do this because I'm free.
Remick was sentenced to a gross misdemeanor and a year in jail, but the judge suspended that part of the sentence. FM News Talk Time, 12:13.
Well, a recent police report on that Lake Tahoe boat tragedy last year says that the victims chose not to put on life jackets as water began to fill the boat. Eight people drowned when their boat capsized in a storm. That was last June 21st, and I think that was the first day of summer on Lake Tahoe. It was a freak storm. They declined requests from one of the passengers, a nurse, to put on life jackets, did not call 911, and tried to bail out water with a beverage cooler. As heavy waves increasingly crashed overboard, according to the police report, only two people survived, including Amy Freitas, a nurse from Rochester, New York, who was wearing a life jacket and who described the final minutes to the police on the shoreline afterward. Quoting, the boat started to take on water from the waves and the engine stopped. Everyone on board was told to keep bailing out water, but there was no sense of urgency. The occupants of the boat began to argue, and the boat turned sideways to the waves and the wind. They began to take on even more water, and things got worse. All of a sudden, the boat flipped. The accident occurred again on June 21 after Joshua Pickles, 37 years old, an executive at DoorDash in San Francisco, took his parents and seven other friends and family members out on Lake Tahoe in a 28-foot Chris-Craft boat to celebrate a birthday. They had only put the boat in the water two times prior. Numerous more experienced boaters stayed in Emerald Bay and other sheltered areas along the Tahoe shoreline when the freak storm made conditions very dangerous that day. Only two of the passengers survived. They were both wearing life jackets. None of the others on the boat, according to a preliminary NTSB report released, were wearing life jackets. The group made two tragic mistakes, according to an expert with the Sheriff's Department, not staying in the relatively safe waters of Emerald Bay and not putting on life jackets. Six of the eight that died had been drinking. FM News Talk Time is 12:15. You're listening to the Noon News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's take a look at traffic with Phil. Traffic!
We have a non-injury collision working right now. It's on South McCarran at Glendale in Sparks. It is slowing things down, as you might imagine. Also, At the roundabout in Silver Springs for Highway 50, there's some debris in the road that's slowing people down as they make their way around in the circle. Otherwise, there are no collisions to tell you about. It is 71 degrees in Sparks, 70 in Carson City and Smith Valley, 61 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Great weather for today and tomorrow, although tomorrow we'll start to see the winds increase as cooler weather is moving in for the weekend. It's going to be a dry change in the pattern, but low 60s by Sunday, about 20 degrees cooler than today. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 3 today, it's Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Downtown Reno is in crisis. Homeless encampments, violent crime, blight on every corner. But not in Sparks. In Sparks, they uphold the law, where Wes Duncan is the city attorney. Wes Duncan is an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and a full colonel in the Air Force Reserve. He knows how to enforce the law and make us safe. Now, Wes Duncan is running for Washoe County District Attorney to bring real law and order to the entire county and clean up downtown Reno. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Live great and celebrate meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Hello, my name is Mark Phillips, and I'm running for the office of Lyon County Commissioner for District 5. There are a lot of pressures for Lyon County to grow, expand, and change. Change is going to happen. That is certain. I believe that growth and change must be balanced with responsible management, adherence to established laws, and community input, all while maintaining and improving our chosen lifestyles. We need to manage the change to secure the best future for Lyon County. I would like to hear what you think. Please leave your thoughts at votemphillips.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Mark Phillips.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit lapalomafuneralservices.com.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Development on the defense. I'm John Potter for the noon news. A special Reno City Council meeting today. It's over data centers. They're considering ordering a 30-day freeze on accepting permit applications for the massive tech hubs until they come up with a permanent policy. That proposal was made after complaints from residents pushing for stricter requirements for building data centers. Meanwhile, Sparks residents crowded Hug High last night as the developers who want to build 764 homes on a Red Hawk golf course made their case. And they received an angry response from many neighbors. concerned about traffic, wildlife, wetlands, water, and scenery, but Red Hawk owners say the golf course is not profitable. The meeting was required by Sparks City Council, which has not yet decided on that development. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:21. It is 67 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, it's the three big things you need to know. Well, he served Washoe County as DA for 20 years. Word comes that DA Dick Gamick has died. Number two, Carson City has canceled its spring burn due to dry weather conditions. This, of course, comes after the Gentry fire left a burn scar on Prison Hill. And number three, get this, there's going to be skiing in the Sierra on Memorial Day weekend. It's happening at Palisades Tahoe. We'll have those details coming up later on the news at noon. FM News Doc Dime, it is 12:21. It is our top national story. The situation remains tense in the Strait of Hormuz.
Two fresh attacks. First, an Indian flagship was attacked and sunk off the coast of Oman, and then a commercial vessel was hijacked 38 nautical miles off the east coast right here in the United Arab Emirates. And that ship last seen heading to Iranian waters. And Iran commandeering this ship while President Trump is in Beijing, perhaps another indication the strait remains closed. Help could be coming. The White House says after the meeting between President Trump and General Secretary Xi in Beijing, China and the U.S. have agreed Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon and the Strait of Hormuz must be opened without ships paying the toll.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Lake Tahoe doesn't know where its power is going to come from, and that'll be after next ski season. It's a major problem for the almost 50,000 residents, year-round residents, who call the region home. Home to ski resorts, you know that. Lakeside casinos, roughly 20 to 25 million annual visitors, is facing an energy crisis, and the reason, the data centers powering the AI boom. NV Energy has supplied the bulk of Lake Tahoe's electricity for decades. They resell it to Liberty Utilities. That's a small California company that services the region. NV Energy has told them that it will stop providing power to them after May of 2027. So that's just at or a little less than a year from now to find another power source. And just when it looks like Californians will vote for one of two Republicans for governor, a Democrat, political consultant, and strategist known for his work on California ballot measure campaigns has filed an initiative for the 2028 ballot proposing to repeal the state's top two primary system. The proposed constitutional amendment would authorize partisan primaries for congressional and state offices and allow any political party that holds a partisan primary to advance the top vote getters from that primary to the general election. In other words, just like almost every other state in the union, but California is special, as you know. In an op-ed in the San Francisco Chronicle, the Democrat strategist wrote, quote, "When casting ballots in this fall's gubernatorial election, our state's electorate could, pause, be forced to choose between two Republican candidates for governor. Heaven forbid." They are Nielsen-ranked number one in Northern Nevada radio, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., Armstrong and Getty. You can either answer this question with the shout-out feature with a free app. It's available at the App Store, the FM Talk app, or this time you can text your answer to 775-884-9910. What's the prize? The prize is two tickets, or is that is or are? Well, it's two tickets to Jimmy Fallon, May 23rd at the Bartley Ranch Hawkins Amphitheater, and two tickets to Brian Kilmeade the following weekend, the following Saturday. And you will have the physical tickets. So if you can't make one show or the other, or if you want to make the tickets a gift to someone, you're welcome to do that. Here's your question. And again, text 884-9910 or use the shout-out feature on the app. They are time-stamped, so we'll pick the first correct answer What is the first name of Armstrong and of Getty? All right. Take off with that. And actually, we'll take off right now with Phil and a look at traffic at 1225.
They're still working a non-injury bumper muncher on South McCarran at East Glendale. This is in Sparks. Traffic is getting through there much better. In Reno, no problems to tell you about. Just watch out for all the construction northbound on 395 starting at McCarran. Let's look at your traffic brought to you by Pro One Automotive, often imitated but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive treats everyone with integrity, and they have for the past 40 years. Pro One Automotive is a shop that does it right the first time, and they love what they do. Corner Mill and Terminal in Reno. It's 71 in Reno and in Yerington, 72 in Dayton, 61 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's your weather forecast.
Great weather for today and tomorrow. Not bad with the winds, but those winds are going to become a factor Friday into Saturday as much cooler weather's on the way. Low 60s by Sunday, but a dry change in the pattern. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Guy Benson comes your way at 1 right after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Looking for an insurance partner you can trust? A&H Insurance of Minden and Reno is your insurance ally, providing coverage with care from agents who live right here in Reno and the Carson Valley. As an independent insurance broker, A&H works for you, not the insurance carrier, so you get the best value and coverage tailored to your needs. Experience truly caring customer service for your home and auto or business insurance needs. Visit A&HINS.com or call 775-829-2600. A&H Insurance. Coverage with care.
Are you tired of auto repair shops that overcharge and underperform with long appointment delays? Try Equality Automotive in Reno. Transparent pricing, ASC certified techs with a rock-solid 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty on most repairs. Ask about our 5-quart, $59 oil change special. From routine maintenance to fleet service and all things in between, call 384-1838, 100 Gentry Way, Unit C10 in Reno. EqualityAutomotiveReno.com. Fair, reliable, and equal.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
It's state tournament time. 5A softball and baseball being contested in the south. 3A and 1A are in the north. Minogue and Arborview, Reed and Palo Verde in softball today. Number one, Fernley from the north taking on Pahrump Valley at Spanish Springs. 2A softball, Yerington playing Needles at Needles. And 1A softball, Pyramid Lake plays Paranagat Valley. In baseball, Minogue plays Gorman and Spanish Springs takes on Centennial. Wooster plays Boulder City at Spanish Springs. In Needles 2A play, Yerington taking on Needles. And in 1A, hosts Smith Valley takes on Liberty Christian Academy. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And there will be jail for a Reno nurse found guilty of sending and receiving child porn. Ryan Horton was found with over 5,000 images and videos of child sex abuse material, some of which depicted toddlers engaged in that abuse. Horton got hit with 84 months in prison, that's for the feds, followed by 15 years of supervised release. A pedestrian was killed in a late-night crash near Silver Springs. This happened on Highway 50 near Rockney Road. NHP says a pickup was heading west on 50 when the pedestrian pedestrian was in the dirt area on the side of the highway. The truck went off the highway and slammed right into a light pole before hitting the pedestrian. The pedestrian dead at the scene. The crash still under investigation. No burning here. Fire officials in Carson City canceling the spring 2026 open burn. The cancellation comes in the wake of that brush fire that we told you about as breaking news yesterday. The Carson City Fire Department says the cancellation was given due to the weather and accelerated fire conditions. Tahoe ski season will make it to Memorial Day weekend after all. Yeah, Palisades Tahoe now says closing day will be May 24th. That's just over the line. The announcement comes after one of the most erratic ski seasons in recent memories. Most mountain resorts had to delay their starts until December because of poor snowfall. Then February saw massive storms that generated a lot of excitement, and that excitement was dashed by an historically hot March. But in recent weeks, more snow has arrived and salvaged the season for the resorts that were able to stay open. So that certainly is some good news there. Meantime, other news that we are following this hour, Governor Newsom unveiling a revised budget, and the word is that he gave a press conference earlier today with that budget. But a new poll says many San Franciscans are starting to accept and even value self-driving cars. A recent San Francisco Chronicle poll found that 42% think self-driving cars are a good thing, while 18% don't like them. 39% are unsure. Opinions differ by politics, age, gender, and education. Progressives are more skeptical. Moderates, conservatives, and liberals are more positive. That's interesting how that works out, but I've tried one of those in San Francisco. It's quite the wild ride. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It's 12:32.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today. The president called the relationship between the two countries one of the most consequential in history.
We had extremely positive and productive conversations and meetings today with the Chinese delegation earlier.
President Xi calling for the United States and China to become partners and not rivals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer believes President Xi is out-negotiating President Trump and leaving the U.S. in a vulnerable position.
If Xi out-negotiates Trump, and if America emerges from these negotiations weaker than it was before, there'll be only one person to blame: Donald Trump.
President Trump says China's agreed not to send military gear to Iran, and they agree the Strait of Hormuz should be reopened. A ship anchored off the UAE was seized and taken towards Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Six 72 degrees right now, 12:32 here on the News at Noon. I'm Greg Nift. The breaking news just coming in from Dayton. A high school student at Dayton High accused of making a threat against the school has been detained. Word is that school administrators in Lyon County say the threat was investigated by the sheriff's office there and the high school. Administrators say school operations in Dayton will continue as normal, but that the school will have an increased law enforcement presence today. Now, you might remember that follows 2 days of straight lockout status on all schools in the Lyon County district. Just FYI there. Other news that we are following this hour, beef prices remain high, and experts say there's two things going on here. One is that cattle herds are at their smallest size in 75 years.
We do have some drought conditions, and cattle rely on pastures.
Texas A&M economist David Anderson says that with smaller herds, it's hard to produce more calves and expand. The beef industry is also controlled by four meatpacking companies.
Those drought conditions affect our ability to expand.
Meantime, not good news for Cisco workers. They're cutting about 4,000 jobs at the tech giant.
The software giant said Wednesday the cuts are part of a restructuring as the company shifts its focus toward artificial intelligence. Shares in Cisco rose more than 16% after the news. CEO Chuck Robbins said on the Cisco website that companies who win in the AI era will be those who continuously shift investment toward the areas where demand and long-term value creation are strongest. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk Time, 12:34.
Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985. or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Transform your backyard into your favorite place to be. With Carson Masonry and Steel Supply, imagine custom patios, beautiful stonework, a stunning water feature or fountain, and elegant fire boulders perfect for relaxing evenings under the stars. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply has the materials you need, and delivery is available. Visit 4783 Highway 50 East in Carson City. Call 775-882-3832. That's 882-3832.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Plenty of sunshine through the weekend, but we are going to have wind and cooler weather. Low 80s at the end of the week, become low 70s Saturday, become low 60s Sunday, and overnight lows by Sunday in the mid-30s. Cheap and good are not related. Don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
A Reno legend has passed away. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Dick Gamick was the Washoe County DA for 21 years, from 1994 to 2015. He was 79. As current DA Chris Hicks wrote today, he was a tough, no-nonsense law enforcement officer and prosecutor, yet never lost sight of the human side of the work, especially when it came to children and victims of crime. Hicks also said if there are any crooks in heaven, they better watch out. Dick Gamick was an Army major and copter pilot, served in Vietnam and in the Nevada National Guard, then was a Reno police officer, investigator, and deputy city attorney. Mr. Gamick said he never planned on being a district attorney, and that when he first ran for the office, nobody expected him to win. He said, quote, out of the four of us, they ranked me number five. But his devotion to the community brought him big wins on election days. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as the AI trade continues to gain momentum. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for new record closes. Shares of NVIDIA are up 4% for a new record high after the U.S. cleared some China firms to buy its H200 AI chips. NVIDIA's market cap is topping $5.5 trillion. And shares of Cisco Systems are up 12% after delivering a better-than-expected earnings report. The company is seeing robust demand for its hardware for artificial intelligence. Cisco also said that it would be slashing around 4,000 jobs as it refocuses more on its AI business. And some good news for home buyers. The average long-term mortgage rate posting its first drop after rising the previous 2 weeks and falling to 6.36%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Glory Barsky, invested in you.
12:39 right here on the News at Noon, right here on KKFT. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, of course, the Keystone CPA's principal, joining us here as he does every weekday right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
So, you know, you have been here in Northern Nevada for quite some time. You're no stranger to it. And, you know, we've been talking all afternoon long about Dick Gamick, the former Washoe County District Attorney. A lot of memories, a lot of folks, fond remembrances of him. We've heard some audio, archived audio from him earlier today, calling for unity among Americans. And he made that comment back in 2005. He says, you know, when we hyphenate people, when we talk about people in terms of different categories, we divide ourselves. And he was a real uniter, wasn't he?
Well, he was absolutely a uniter, but also he was the no-nonsense, like, just called it the way it is. And I remember I moved to Northern Nevada in 1993, and shortly thereafter, there was robbery at a liquor store, and the robber was, you know, put a gun to the owner's head and took the money, was running away, and the owner pulled a gun and shot him in the back as he ran away. And they were asking Dick Gamery, are they going to press charges on this guy? He goes, well, no, they put a gun to his head. You know, he goes, well, he wasn't doing anything in self-defense. He goes, well, you know, my message to the community is if you want to rob liquor stores for a living, it's dangerous. You might want to think of a different vocation. And not justifying the behavior, but he was no nonsense about it. It's like, you know, you find a different way to make a buck.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he will be missed, and a lot of people are offering remembrances about him today. Let's talk a little bit about this big visit that President Trump is making to China right now. He brought along a few business people with him, didn't he?
Yeah, Elon Musk and others. Of course, no, it's funny. His first term, I did a whole social media clip that I put together a whole bunch with China, 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 China. So clearly he's been able to pivot and understand, especially with the difficulties with the gas situation and specific to China, because, you know, they're a significant consumer of Iranian oil. So a little peace accord. And the one thing I would tell for business owners, anybody out there thinking, how is this going to impact my life? The reality is the world is mostly shifted away from China already for manufacturing a lot of things. Mm. It's no longer the cheapest way to get stuff built. So and that's where, in fact, I had a conversation earlier today with somebody that had their products manufactured in China. I said, yeah, you might want to have a diversification strategy. Last thing you want to do is become tariffed out of business.
But still, and this is interesting, China has a lock. I mean, you're a big electric car enthusiast. Yep. Everybody knows that. They've got a lock on the world's electric car supply, and they would really like to come to America, wouldn't they?
Well, they would really like to, but America has some of the stupidest rules for that. I mean, BYD, I was driving in a BYD car in Australia. Like, this is a great car, fit and finish, way better than a Tesla. Well, they have to do their own safety tests just to be able to come to America. Why can't we just rely on Australia's safety test? You know, yeah, it's so frustrating. You know, America, home of the free, just not economically free. It's hard to make a buck here, but still one of the greatest places to do business.
That's true. All right, Mike Bosma, Keystone CPAs, thank you so much for joining us. And something new here on the news at noon. If you would like to ask Mike a financial or money question, we would love to hear from you. Send your money questions, whatever it is. No question is stupid. Send it to greg@ebc.media. That's greg@ebc.media. And we might choose your question to read and answer with Mike on the air here.
Free tax advice, Greg.
Free tax advice. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. That's Keystone CPAs. FM News Talk time. It is 1243.
Wait a minute. You said there's no stupid question I'd like to ask Mike. Could you please give me some money? Not stupid? Okay. Major, is that a, you want to just answer that tomorrow or just ignore me?
No, we'll get it tomorrow. I'm always in for, what do I get for the exchange of currency?
Well,
there's always something.
Oh, I've got something.
No free lunch, Jerry.
You know what? I sell, it's out there in the ether. I sell airtime, and I'm happy to sell you some.
Okay, there we go.
All right, wow. A major post-fire restoration project in the Lake Tahoe Basin is moving forward, but not without controversy, of course. It's mostly California. The U.S. Forest Service recently approved the Caldor Fire Restoration Project. That's a long-term plan aimed at restoring thousands of acres burned during the 2021 Caldor Fire. Remember that? That was when the Lake Tahoe Basin was being evacuated. The project includes forest thinning, prescribed burns, and limited herbicide use to support tree growth. According to the Forest Service decision notice, the project is intended to reduce wildfire risk and restore damaged ecosystems over the next 10 to 15 years. The agency also used emergency authority under federal law, allowing implementation to begin immediately without the standard pre-decisional objection process. But here we go. Some environmental advocates are raising concerns about the project's use of herbicides, particularly the possibility of glyphosate applications in the post-fire restoration areas. Roundup is basically glyphosate. Quote, the thought that you would take this piece of paradise, I will add, burned paradise that people come to specifically for the reason of getting into this pure beauty of nature and spraying it with something that's known, is a known carcinogen, it is mind-blowing, end quote. That's according to a spokeswoman from the environmental group. The Forest Service says herbicide safety and human health impacts were reviewed as part of the project analysis, and officials maintain that mitigation measures and best management practices will be used throughout implementation. Congratulations to Liz in Reno. She won the tickets to Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Failla. That's two Saturdays in a row. Jimmy Failla, he's going to be out here with his mom and with family driving over from Utah. That'll be Saturday, May 23rd at the Hawkins Amphitheater. Still a few tickets left for that. And also Brian Kilmeade, he's bringing his shtick to the same place the following Saturday. And Liz won tickets to both of those. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty is what you should be listening to tomorrow morning. Joe, by the way, was the one that wasn't there this morning. He was golfing. Jack was the solo host. You can win tickets to Jimmy Failla tomorrow between 6 and 10 when the Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty show is on the air right here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Got some entries on the app, but Liz was the quickest. Get the free app. You might be able to win some tickets with it. And feedback is always welcome. You can tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar and sound off. And we invite you to do that just about any day. Anything you got to say, you can do that with the app. Or you can always text 775-884-9910. And one last reminder, again, tomorrow morning, Armstrong and Getty, 6 to 10, you'll have a chance to win more Jimmy Failla tickets. FM News Talk time. It's traffic time and weather, and here is Phil with that at 1247.
Traffic. They're still working a non-injury collision on South McCarran Boulevard at East Glendale. This is in Sparks. Traffic is getting through there much better now. They're almost done with their work. Otherwise, it is a very fine drive on all the freeways right now. Nothing to slow you down, but some construction. Just remember to slow down in construction zones. It is 72 degrees in Sparks and in Minden, 71 in Wellington, 61 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Great weather for today and tomorrow, although tomorrow we'll start to see the winds increase as cooler weather is moving in for the weekend. It's going to be a dry change in the pattern, but low 60s by Sunday, about 20 degrees cooler than today. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up 3 today, it's Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I'm George Forbush, running for Congress in District 2. I was born here in Nevada, and one day I'll be laid to rest in Nevada dirt. I hunt, I fish, and I love this land. I'll protect our public lands for future generations, not sell them off in massive deals that take access away from Nevadans. We need to protect what matters and allow reasonable development with guidelines. Our lands belong to the people. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message. Learn more at forbushforcongress.com.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Spring is here, Reno, and if you're thinking about upgrading your backyard, now is the time. At Reno Outdoor Living, their delivery calendar fills up fast. From premium grills and pizza ovens to fire features, they help you get it right the first time. Don't wait until summer to wish you had started sooner. Swing by the showroom at 252 East Glendale and talk to Mike about your project. Reno Outdoor Living, where your backyard becomes the best room of the house.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
The new 99.1 FM Talk app is here, and it does it all. Wake up to 99.1 with the built-in alarm. Tap the menu for podcasts, use the timer, message or email us with the speech bubble, connect on Facebook and X, tap the microphone and send us a shout-out, and link straight to 991FMTalk.com. It's talk radio everywhere you go. Download the brand new 99.1 FM Talk app. It's free.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
72 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along on this Thursday on the KKFT Noon News. I'm Craig Neft. Governor Newsom in California announcing his revised budget for the next fiscal year. Newsom says there will be no budget, there will be no deficit this budget year or next budget year, and no structural deficit through July of 2028.
I'm not just trying to get out of Dodge and enjoy 6 months of the next governor saying, well, I left you a balanced budget. This is a balanced budget structurally for the next 18 months after I'm gone.
And in case you didn't catch that hint, this is Newsom's last budget as governor.
So we are balancing not just for the next fiscal year, which ends July of next year, but we're balancing for another year in the proposal that I'm submitting to the legislature.
Newsom says this budget focuses on investing in long-term revenue streams. As we continue right along here on the news at noon, it's time right now for today's To Your Health.
The United States ranks 33rd in the world when it comes to health. That's according to new rankings by the U.S. News and Report. It says in the report that challenges related to public health outcomes, social cohesion, and public safety pull down the country's overall standing. The rankings on health factor in life expectancy, mortality, longevity, health care, and public health preparedness. Iceland, Norway, and Denmark were the top countries when it comes to health. Health experts are urging women in the premenopause stage to get their cardiovascular health checked following a new study. The American Heart Association says women in that stage were 2 times more likely to have a low cardiovascular health score compared to women having regular menstrual cycles. This is after an analysis of nationwide data published in the Journal of American Heart Association. The head author of the study says midlife women should think of the premenopause period as a window of opportunity by not waiting until they reach menopause to start checking their blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 12:53.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
The Aces seesaw continues. Win one, lose two. Win two, lose one. Last night, a loss to Las Vegas. Game three of the series going on right now at Greater Nevada Field. Reno and Las Vegas in a three-way battle with Sacramento for first in the PCAL West. The Nevada baseball team wraps up the regular season this weekend against Grand Canyon. Wolfpack 12-9 in conference has qualified for the Mountain West Tournament next week, but seeding could be anywhere from 5th to 2nd, depending on these final games, and they are home games at Piccoli Field. First pitch today at 6:05. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Bring the family and join the celebration this Sunday, May 17th, for Freedom 250, presented by the Carson City Republican Party at the Capitol Grounds Amphitheater, Carson City. Enjoy inspiring speakers, live music, food trucks, prayer, praise, and thanksgiving for America during this National Jubilee Day celebration. This Sunday from 1 till 4, let's celebrate 250 years of one nation under God. 99.1 FM Talk's Jerry Evans is the MC. Freedom 250, Sunday, May 17th, at the Capitol Grounds Amphitheater. For details, call 841-1800.
Hi, I'm Senator Lisa Krasner. It's been an honor serving as your senator since 2022. I have a doctorate degree and a bachelor's degree. I teach college courses on the United States Constitution. I've passed laws that protect children, increase public safety, and support veterans and senior citizens. I love Nevada and I care about you. I'm running for re-election and I need your help. Please vote Lisa Krasner for Senate District 16. I'd be proud to continue serving as your state senator.
Paid for by Lisa Krasner for Nevada.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
FM Top Weather.
Plenty of sunshine through the weekend, but we are going to have wind and cooler weather. Low 80s at the end of the week, become low 70s Saturday, become low 60s Sunday, and overnight lows by Sunday in the mid-30s. Cheap and good are not related. Don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
A new WalletHub study ranks the best places in America to be a nurse, and New England dominates the top of that list.
Maine is taking the number one spot, followed by New Hampshire, Washington, Oregon, and Arizona, rounding out the top five. WalletHub looked at pay, job openings, burnout risk, and workplace safety, all the things nurses think about while the rest of us are Googling our symptoms. The study notes demand for nurses remains high nationwide, but these five states offer the strongest mix of opportunity and work environments for 2026. I'm Monica Nelson.
For what it's worth, Miller Lite is crashing World Cup season with a beer can that looks like a soccer ball.
Yes, a match ball. You don't have to chase. According to Miller Lite, the new match ball is a first-of-its-kind beer can holder shaped like an official World Cup ball, designed for what they call the true MVPs, the fans. It keeps your beer cold, looks like you stole it from the pitch, and best of all, maybe, requires absolutely zero athletic ability. The limited edition holder comes with digital giveaways and fan perks. Some say it is great for people who love soccer and love sitting down even more. I'm Monica Nelson.
I'm Greg Neff, 1259. Jerry.
All righty. Thank you, Greg. We'll talk to you tomorrow during the new news. Don't forget, tomorrow morning you can win tickets to Jimmy Failla during the Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty Show. New poll will be up before the end of the day. For AG, we'll put all four candidates, two on the Republican side, two on the D side. We'll put them up and let you vote for them. And don't forget, this Sunday, it's grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Freedom 250 in Carson City.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.